The UMD Broadcasting Club was founded in October of 1956 with plans to build a student radio station from scratch here at UMD. And on April 8, 1957, KUMD was born. With President Dick Gottschall and advisor Dr. Robert Hawkinson, students in the UMD Radio Club got KUMD up and running 60 years ago. This morning, we hear from John Rupkalvis, a student from 1957 who was involved in the inception of KUMD.
We are really having fun celebrating 60 years. It's so exciting this year. Well, just tell us when you started at KUMD.
Okay. My name is John Rupkalvis. I had attended UMD actually from 1958 to 60 and then from 64 to 66.
By the sounds of it, you were here at KUMD right at the beginning.
KUMD from 1958 to 60.
So what did you do here at KUMD?
Okay, I had I had worked on the development committee where we were actually forming the station. And this was originally with the original people that were forming it, Bruce Elving, Dick Gottschall, Marlene Hemmerling, and later some others came in too. And then I also hosted recorded music programs and read the news. We had a teletype machine, which was one of the first items that was actually donated to the station. We actually got a eventually a full transmitter from one of the local radio stations that had bought a new transmitter, and so they donated their old one to KUMD. So then we got a nice powerful one. Before that, we were using the little 5-watt two-tube transmitter that was built by Bruce and Dick. They had to use that one because of the FCC requirements for unlicensed experimental broadcasts. Then when we got our actual FCC license, then we were able to use a full-power transmitter.
So these were some good engineers that really got this going.
And oh, yes, absolutely. No doubt about it. And two that built the original transmitter, Bruce Elving and Dick Gottschall, they were very, very good engineers.
Let me just ask about what that was like. So the teletype machine, did that spit out news? And then where did you get your music?
Okay, this
records?
Was recorded. These records, I believe, were donated. But we had quite a few records, mainly classical music. So my little thing was to announce each of the selections before it was played, and then I would play it on the two turntables that we had originally. Before, you know, they had the tape-recorded systems, and of course, later on, everything was digital. That was after I had left, but at that time, we used the what to call a long play 33 and third RPM records, as well as we also did a little bit of playing up some pre-recorded programs that they had gotten the rights to, and these were on a very unusual format that was used only by radio stations at that time, and that was a 16 and two-thirds RPM records. These were large discs. They were like about 16 inches in diameter. And so we were able to play those also.
Well, you might be happy to hear that we still play vinyl records on the radio still today.
Wonderful, wonderful.
It is really neat that we still get to play vinyl.
Really, really good, yes. Now, I presumed that you would be digital today. That it would seem that since this is an educational institution, that it would be great training for the students to be able to work with.
Did you have a lot of students? Can I ask how many people were involved?
Not really. So we actually had what we call a radio club. And this was students who were interested in radio The club actually had about 24 members, but only about a half a dozen were actually involved with the KUMD broadcasts. Many of these were, you know, they were interested, but they weren't. It was a situation of trying to convince people that, hey, you should really join us on the station. And so as they gradually were able to convince more students that this is something that they should actually participate in, then we were able to bring in perhaps one or two at a time. I'm trying to recall when I, at the time that I left, there were probably, maybe 8 or 9 students that were actually participating on the KUMD broadcasts.
Talk about, what did this do for you? Being involved in KUMD, did it affect your future? And
Oh, yes, actually, in terms of myself personally, it certainly had a very positive bearing on my future, because I learned a lot of things about, shall we say, working with different people under different situations, and being able to actually, shall we say, network as an individual. And so it was definitely advantageous from many, many standpoints.
John Rupkalvis, a UMD student and radio club member in 1957 when KUMD was born. Join us this Friday for a show at the Red Herring, the KUMD DJ Jamboree, celebrating 60 years of KUMD. Information at KUMD.org.